The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Kennedy. Who do it inside the Beltway? That music is my anniversary music. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I are married 39 years tomorrow, Saturday. I can't salute her on a Saturday. I'm not live. So I just do it on the day before. Happy anniversary. Thank you, sweetie, for putting up with this guy for 39 years. I also have an anniversary of the show, and it was really appropriately begun today. You know, I sent 39 red roses to the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt for the anniversary. She likes them. I got the picture and everything. But what do I do for Dwayne on the anniversary? What do I do for Adam on the anniversary of the show, which is now 21 years old? The radio show that you're listening to 21 years ago was launched July 10, tomorrow, in 2000. What do we do? And by the way, I think it's fortuitous completely that those two anniversaries are together, so I can't forget one or the other. I have the studio blow up, and it's completely and wholly appropriate that we have a Keystone Cops fire drill right before the show goes on. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, it looks perfectly normal, but I assure you, it's only by the superhuman intervention of me, working with gruff grunts and expletives yelled at me through FaceTime, that I have assembled what is a very incomplete, but nevertheless operable workaround. It is what, like when Apollo 13 was circling the moon.
I recorded your end, sailor.
It's a very good way to, you see, there's this thing called a fuse. And we had Rita, Elsa. Elsa came through. Can you play Frozen for me? By the way, Elsa sings Frozen, doesn't she, at some point? I don't know what Elsa sings in Frozen, but there's something called a super duper processor.
Let it go.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Can't hold it back anymore.
It can't hold anything back. And when Elsa came through yesterday, lights went in and off two or three times. So I go to the studio and check it out. Late last night, I'd been out to dinner with Danny Silva and Jamie Gangel, got a chance to say hello to Vice President Mrs. Cheney and greet them. Had a great, great dinner. And right before I left, I thought, okay, maybe it'll be back up. Maybe it'll be working. I come back, nothing, deader than, dead cat drop from the roof. And no dead cat bounce, just dead. And so ever gracious Dwayne and ever calm Hugh went to work this morning an hour ago, trying to change a fuse because ever gracious Jeff Matzka had given me two. I dropped one and couldn't find it. And so that meant back up to the Comrex, which you cannot see. It's actually, I could lift it up to you with, hopefully not. This is called a mini Comrex, which is not in the shot normally. And it sounds the same to you, but it's a highly complicated piece of machinery that requires 25 minutes to set up. So we barely got on the air. Nevertheless, I still have my show prep. So let me give you the rundown. Happy anniversary, love. Happy anniversary, Dwayne and Adam. Harley and Ben, you have no idea what you walked into here. Danielle has been here about half of the show run. And Adam's a newcomer. Adam's the new kid. He's only been here 20 years and 51 weeks. Am I right about that, Adam? Yeah, 20. So, Adam never gets to talk because if you've only 20 years and 51 weeks, whereas Dwayne...
Well, because he's a smart one.
Anthony tricked him. Poor Anthony tricked Adam into coming in here. Adam, nothing going on here. You might like these people. No, and never even told him he'd be working in the middle of the night. Now, here's the deal. The number one story around the world. Everything else doesn't matter. The Africa is suffering its worst pandemic week ever. Taiwan and South Korea, which had previously defeated the epidemic, the pandemic, are both locking down and masking up because Delta Dash 2, the new Super Delta, is spreading everywhere. And I'm begging you, please get vaccinated, or this country, Mississippi, has had a surge of cases that will probably bring back masking, probably shut down the local economy, not by order, but because people don't want this. To my friend in the hospital, I hope you're listening. I hope you're out by this time next week. 52, 53-year-old marathoner in great shape, terrific shape, lean body mass, no obesity, no underlying commit. It's just COVID pneumonia, COVID-induced pneumonia is a hard thing. I think he's going to be fine, so I have heard. But in Taiwan, it is just a nightmare. In Africa, it's a nightmare. In India, it's a nightmare. And we have no idea in South America. And so I'm begging you, please don't roll the dice. It works. It's safe. The number of side effects are so minuscule. They are not statistically significant number of side effects with anything. Now, the big story today is Pfizer says, we think a booster shot would be useful. They've applied for FDA approval of a booster shot. I hope President Biden and Ron Klain accelerate that. I would be the first in line for a booster shot. I want lots of these antibodies. And please go out and get it. Now, the second big story is American fracking, according to the Wall Street Journal. They're not going back out and turning on the wells. They're banking some cash. So American frackers are making dollar right now. They're banking it because world crude oil is at $73.73 a barrel, up 1% yesterday. And by the way, this process, I'm going to talk economics here. It's brought to you by Birch Gold. Go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, because I'm going to come back to why you ought to be buying gold or rolling over a portion of your IRA or 401k into gold right now. Birch Gold are the people that do that. You can get the free information kit at HughGold.com or by texting my name, Hugh, to 474747. Here's the deal. Yesterday, the Dow went down 269 points. The S&P went down 37, and the NASDAQ went down 105. The only thing that went up was Amazon and gold. Now, I think Amazon is a reserve currency now, and I'm glad I own some because it went down $60 yesterday at the open. I told you that. And I didn't sell a share because I believe it's a reserve currency. It's bigger and more broadly based than Apple. It has three legs to its stool, and it's got new innovation and high growth. So I think people are looking, how do I make any money when the interest rate, the 10-year bond yesterday, Harley, I'm going to ask you to come to the phone. The 10-year bond dropped down to 1.288. All right. So Harley's not here today. Harley's probably working around the clock. I lend one guy to Adam and Andrew and Todd.com. And he works for me sometimes and he works for the sponsor other times. I think today he's working over there because I think everybody in the world is calling Andrew and Todd.com or they're calling Birch Gold because they don't know. I spent a lot of the time yesterday. I'm 65 years old, right? We've been married 39 years. The Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I signed an 8-year contract last year, so I have 7 years maybe left. And I may teach for 20. I'm tenured. I may be teaching for 20, but I think I'll go crazy in retirement. And she doesn't want me around. That's why we've been married 39 years is because I'm always out of the house on two jobs. That's why marriage works. All right. Some of you work together. I don't know. You are my hero. My hero. Adam, how long have you been married?
For 5 years.
5 years. See, that's a nice start. We're giving it good marks. They love each other. Generalissimo, how long have you been married?
Two.
How long since I haven't been the best man?
2+?
2 years. Yeah. 2 years since I wasn't the best man. How long since Carl was the best man?
Same period of time, actually.
Two years. Okay. Yeah. Just remember that. I just point
out. Not that you're bitter or anything. Bitter table
no,
for
I'm
one.
No, I'm not bitter. Just saying 2 years since I wasn't the best man. I just wanted to be sure. Another nice rookie marriage. I think it's working. They've been repairing their house. They survived that. They're likely to go the distance. Now, honestly, if you can go through a remodel, that actually is illness of a child is number one stress on a marriage. Moving is number two. Losing a job is number three. And remodeling the house, I think, is one with a star. It's the quick one, right? That's the quick one. To those who have survived all four, my hat is off to you. I have not had to do that. But illness, moving, and a remodel we have gone through. And I say to all of you, I'm blessed, you're blessed that Dwayne and Adam are here. Welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Time to check in with Tarzana Joe, the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hugh. You know, I listened to the essay you read from the Wall Street Journal regarding continuing to fight the culture wars, and I started to think about how I've measured my tweets, edited my poems, and even speak softly around my house, lest electronic devices be listening to me, and I've decided I need to change some things. Here's something that I've thought of as I've grown a little older. It's hard to move things forward looking back over your shoulder. It's hard to be successful with the chores that you've been tasked by coming up with answers if the questions can't be asked. I'm stumped by modern mores, if I may make a confession. How can you hope for progress in a climate of suppression? As often I've dictated to my sweet amanuensis, science isn't science if it only seeks consensus. Good ideas can't grow inside a pen in which you fence them, and bad ideas can't fail if voices cannot speak against them. There's nothing that I value like a good, well-reasoned rant. But if you don't love Byron, please don't tell me that I can't. I like to be offended by the things you say and do, as long as you don't take offense when I'm offending you. I welcome every theory and the people who've professed them. Try not to be insulted if they falter when we test them. So speak in any language, from Sicilian to Swahili. What makes this country great is that ideas are spoken freely.
I'm stunned, Joe.
What?
I'm stunned. What's the title?
Talk to Me by Tarzana Joe.
I love Talk to Me. And not just because you rhyme Swahili. I mean, that is a first. I think it's a first.
Well, and there were none of those rhymes you really don't like. That I love, but I
got to ask you, though, do you really mean that as a Queens guy? Do you really mean that about Brooklyn?
What about Brooklyn?
Well, I mean, can you ever lay down arms with the Brooklynese or whatever we call them?
Oh, you mean that there's a potential for a detente and rapprochement? But of course.
I don't believe that for a moment.
I don't need to, there's somebody on the radio who says clarity, not agreement. And I kind of go with that. But in order to get clarity, you have to be able to talk with people. The trend of not speaking up and because you're going to offend someone or it's not the time. This is not the hill to die on. There's no hill to die on, but you have to keep fighting.
You know, that clarity before agreement guy, he's from Queens, too.
Yeah, I heard.
Every day, right? I'm from Queens, and I can speak Russian, and I used to have a hula hoop on the corner and do it, count to Russian in 10, and make money. You heard that bit, right?
I didn't do that.
I have heard Prager make that claim a thousand
times. I went door-to-door was on Halloween.
Dennis was pretty insufferable because he played at Madison Square Garden, but people can ask him about that. Joe, that's a marvelous poem. It will be at TarzanaJoe.com.
Of course it will.
And for all of your poetry needs, whether it's graduations or weddings, anniversaries or whatever, go to TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Send him an email. His rates are reasonable. TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. You know, there's a patio furniture shortage. Is there a poetry shortage, Joe?
No. I'm turning it out, in great quantities. I'm not quite to the point where I have a shingle out for apprentice poets to help me, but, that may come.
Michelangelo had a bunch of people working under him. You could get some poets working. Yeah. You could turn it out. It could just be the school of Tarzana Joe.
The school of Tarzana Joe, yes, that attributed to Tarzana Joe.
We may have to charge Carl for that. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Just thinking of
welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Eventually, if you're married long enough, married couples will hear their song. This is our song, Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I, married 39 years tomorrow. I'm celebrating the anniversary today. And whenever this plays, I have to dance. I am not what we call nimble on the dance floor. That will surprise many of you. And so I'm reluctant to get up, but have to do it for that. Also, the 21st anniversary of the radio show. On this show, we have a tradition. It is called the Chair of the Chatty Congressman. Originally held by the Honorable David Dreyer from the year 2000 to 2012, upon his retirement, it was taken up by Congressman John Campbell, a weekly guest then from 2012 to 2015. He retired from the chair in 2015. Now Senator Tom Cotton was then a congressman. He took the chair for 2 years, followed by the estimable Mike Pompeo, who was on yesterday, the former Secretary of State during his years, was when he became the director of the CIA, replaced by my next guest, Mike Gallagher. Congressman Gallagher hails from Wisconsin. He is affable and smart about matters of defense. He's a member of the Nixon Seminar. There is, however, one sad thing. He's a Wisconsin fan, and I got to ask you this question. Did you watch the match between Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers, Mike Gallagher?
I did, Hugh. I love
so
the match. I'm all
I
in.
Have a question. Do you know what I do not know why Rodgers and DeChambeau won, and do you know why?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, Hugh. I'm sure you're going to tell me, though.
I thought Rodgers would walk off the fourth tee.
Well, far from doing that, he sank every putt, every clutch putt.
But he played the whole round. I didn't think he did fourth down in,
well,
in Green Bay.
He actually didn't play the fourth the whole round because they closed it out, I think, with three to play. Because they were
well, look, he's playing against old men. He's playing against old men. That's what I think. They put Mickelson and banged up Tom Brady against Bryson DeChambeau. You know, they put Aaron Rodgers. They figured Aaron Rodgers after the Jeopardy collapse and after the NFC Championship game, they had to give him the kid. That's not even fair. Are you proud of that?
I'm very proud of Rodgers' performance. Although I will say Tom Brady is infuriating because this guy
is not human. He's not
being
human.
Being the greatest human, the greatest player of all time wasn't enough. He drove the green on a par four.
Yeah. We're not even talking about him. He's not in the category of the man who must not be named who moved the Browns out of Cleveland. But he's pretty up there. He's up there with Terry Bradshaw and Big Ben in the pantheon of people the Cleveland folks don't like. I got to ask you, by the way, the Bucks are now down 2-0. Now, if you're a real basketball fan, you know what they should do in the next game. They should tank.
Win.
No, they should tank. They should go to down 3-0. Because the greatest comeback in sports history are the Cavaliers down 0-3 in 2016 against the greatest team ever, the Golden State Warriors. And I'm sitting there, and the announcer says, my son is sitting next to me, and the announcer says, no team has ever come back from a 0-3 deficit in the NBA Finals. And my son says, time to make a little history, got up and left. And that's what the Cavaliers did. So I am assuming you want them to try and match the Cavaliers' achievement.
No, I'd rather they just win game three and then win game four, five, six, rather than tanking. I care not about matching the Cavaliers. I would, however, on this, the occasion of your anniversary to the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt, like to invite you and your entire family to celebrate Christmas here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And on December 25th, we can go to Lambeau Field and we can watch the Browns play the Packers on Christmas Day. As God intended us to celebrate this, Houston.
Now that is very tempting, Congressman.
You can stay in my basement. It's not really furnished or upholstered in any way, but I think it would be a fitting Christmas.
People don't know that Lambeau is in the banana belt of Wisconsin, and it doesn't really get cold there. So I'm tempted to go there to get relief from the California winter. It's usually rainy in December there. And or in Virginia, it's a little bit cold. But, and it's a banana belt in Lambeau. It's not like going to Muni in December. But I don't know. I've got my season tickets, and I think I will be at the Baltimore game the week before. I can't recall it offhand, but we should be about 14-1 at that point. I think there are two games left in the season. I think we might lose to Kansas City in the opener. It won't matter because they got to install the new Joe Davis defense. And I don't know if we're going to have 14-1 at that point. I'm not. Is Rodgers even coming back, or is he playing Broncos football?
I think he's coming back. He's being very cagey. This has induced a lot of stress into my life that I didn't need. But I think ultimately he comes back to the Green Bay Packers and we win a Super Bowl this year.
I think Joe Woods, but it's Joe Woods is the defensive coordinator. You're not going to win a Super Bowl against the Joe Woods defense. I don't know if you see, we are the most, yesterday an NFL analyst put out the most talent, the teams with the most talent. Number one, Cleveland Browns. Number two, Tampa Bay Bucks. Number two with the Chiefs. Number three, Bucks. Former GM guy in for the Giants and the Eagles. Good smart guy. Ross is his name. And he did the podcast with Douglas Marais out of Cleveland. And I'll tell you, this is a stacked team, Congo. It's my anniversary, so I can talk sports if I want.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. They piped Baker Mayfield into the match for some commentary for about.
I don't watch the match. They need Baker to play because, honest to goodness, eventually, whatever it is that they're giving Tom Brady, I don't say it's an illegal substance. I think it's a legal substance of some sort. He's just not human. Eventually, he's going to stop, right? He's going to be like the Terminator. Finally getting, he's just going to lie down and stop. And then they should have Baker take that up because he is the most charismatic guy in the league, right?
Well, it didn't inspire confidence. Baker was wearing a ridiculous hat and a ridiculous shirt and looked like he was partying in South Beach. So rather than using the offseason to really improve his game, I think the fame has gone to his head a little
no,
bit.
No, Mrs. Baker keeps him grounded. Mrs. Baker takes care of the fans. Mrs. Baker gets him to the church on time and shows up. Baker does not party anyway. He's a married man. Hey, I got a serious subject to ask you about because I got to ask you about this. Over at the Global Times, which I know you read every day, which would you explain what the Global Times is to our listening audience?
It is media that focuses on China.
And it's put out by the CCP for the CCP. If you don't want information, but you want propaganda, you go to the Global Times.
Yeah.
Headline, picture of Dr. K, U.S. acknowledging Taiwan viewed as part of China negotiations, a precondition. He did not actually say that. They quote him. He did not say that. That is classic CCP propaganda, Mike Gallagher. And I had your predecessor in the David Dreyer chair, Secretary Pompeo, on yesterday. He is no longer shocked or surprised by the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is harvesting genomic data from their pregnancy testing kits around the world. But are you?
No, I mean, they're being so aggressive in their investments in a variety of areas, biotechnology in particular, which really could ignite a economic revolution that has an impact greater than the Industrial Revolution. If you just look at the potential implications of various biotechnologies. As for the Global Times, it's amazing to me, if you just sort of look at American social media in general, Twitter in particular, the amount of people that don't understand when they're retweeting a Global Times story or reading a Global Times story or looking at a Chinese official who is retweeting a Global Times story, that they're retweeting or parroting Chinese state party propaganda, because that is what it is. And the way in which they've twisted Dr. Kissinger's words in this story is just the latest example in a increasingly aggressive propaganda campaign that remarkably has intensified throughout the pandemic with the so-called wolf warrior diplomacy. They've really unleashed all of their diplomatic officials to exploit American social media platforms in order to spread pro-Chinese Communist Party narratives and anti-American narratives. And your average consumer just isn't aware of the extent to which they're being played by the Chinese Communist Party. It's part of the reason why I think, as we have this thorny debate over how we regulate our own social media companies here in the U.S., one simple standard that I think we could agree upon is that American social media companies shouldn't host foreign officials who deny access to their own citizens
100%.
To that platform, right?
Now, let me talk to you about the genomic thing, which Secretary Pompeo pointed out yesterday. As 8 million women around the world take a pregnancy test by BGI, their data is being kept by BGI and now given to the Chinese military and the Communist Chinese Party. They use that genomic data to artificial intelligence analyze. So their AI then takes that data to predict human behavior and human physiology. It's sort of like, to go back to our football chatter, analytics in football, increasingly you smash the data, you know what to do on fourth down. You smash the data, you know when to run, when you know everything by just doing the data and being smart. The CCP's AI advantage is alarming, Congressman. Is Congress doing anything about that?
Well, the problem we have in this space is that in a society where they make no distinction between the private and public sector, they have civil military fusion, their AI companies, SenseTime foremost among them, are able to suck up, billions of data from billions of people. Whereas we, of course, have a free and open society where at times there's understandable skepticism between the public and private sector. That's our fundamental challenge. However, our AI companies right now are better than the Chinese state champions. And so therefore, we need to do everything possible to bridge the growing cultural divide between our major tech companies and the federal government, Amazon and Microsoft in particular. Now, I do think Microsoft has done its best to try and be a productive partner with the Defense Department. But these companies, Amazon in particular, are facing enormous social pressure from their own woke employees and the woke media to refuse to do business with the defense establishment, with the national security community. And that's how we lose, Hugh. If our companies come to see themselves not as American companies first and foremost, with the duty to work with the American company within the context of the rule of law and the rights that private companies enjoy, and instead view themselves as multinational companies or citizens of the world, that is how we lose. Ultimately, Hugh, my belief, having spent a couple of years working on this from a cyber perspective, is that all these fancy technologies really obscure the fact that this is still fundamentally a human problem. It all comes down to whether we can recruit, train, and harness the talent of human beings in this space. And if we have more talented human beings that are willing to work on behalf of their country and serve their country in the process, we will win this competition with China. It is, however, going to involve some investment from the federal government in critical technology areas, because what we learned in the pandemic is that we are too dangerously dependent on hostile foreign powers for the manufacturing and production of basic technologies like semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, rare earths, energetics, things that make weapons move, and of course, emerging technologies in the realm of AI, quantum computing, and the like.
I salute you for that. I want people to read the report that you did with Senator Angus King, independent, it was at caucuses with the Democrats. Great example of bipartisan cooperation where it matters most in the national defense. Congressman Gallagher, have a great weekend. Maybe New Christmas Eve. Nah, I don't think so. I'm not going up to the banana belt of Lambeau Field, even with my relief factor infused body. Tom Brady is probably taking this, but I don't know. I carry Kirkman, Resveratrol, and Omega. I take relief factor every day. Saw my old friends last night, first time in a year, and they said, wow, what did you do? I said, well, look, the pandemic, what else are you going to do except walk and trundle? I'm not very fast, but you got time on your hand. Get out there and walk. ReliefFactor.com. Get out there and run. Get out there and swim. Get out there and golf. Get out there, America, and come back for the next segment of the anniversary edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. I want to remind you that our sponsor is AndrewandTodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific. They lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call them at 888-888-1172.